The Public News Service Daily Newscast for Tuesday, February the 20th, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. A day in court for the alleged Parkland school shooter. Also on our nationwide rundown, a 24-hour hotline reignited to support immigrants. Plus, a new study finds prescription drugs in the Hudson River from Troy all the way to New York City. Now our top story, the former student accused of last week's deadly shooting at a Florida high school was back in court on Monday. Reuters reporting Nicholas Cruz, head bowed, hand shackled to the waist, and wearing a red jail-issue jumpsuit, showed no emotion during the procedural session in Fort Lauderdale. In a second hearing, the judge ordered the release of parts of a mental health assessment of Cruz by the Florida Department of Children and Families. Reuters notes the case has galvanized advocates of stricter gun control, including many of the Rampage survivors. Meantime, our Veronica Carter reports anti-violence advocates have escalated their calls for tougher gun legislation.
Lee Goodman is an organizer with Peaceful Communities. He says getting all of the high-powered guns off the street isn't likely to happen, but thinks controlling the availability of ammunition will prevent more shootings.
The problem is we have a for-profit industry that makes money off of every bullet that is used to shoot a police officer or shoot churchgoers or shoot people who are attending a concert. There's an industry that's making money off of this mayhem.
The renewed debate about gun laws has sparked legislation across the country. In Illinois, a current bill would allow family members to have a relative's gun and concealed carry card taken away if they believe there's a possibility of danger. After the Las Vegas massacre in October, Illinois lawmakers rejected a bill that would have banned bump stocks and other trigger enhancement devices that allow guns, rifles, and other weapons to be fired more rapidly.
According to federal statistics, about 38,000 Americans were killed with guns in 2016. The Washington Post reports 17 high school students lay down for 3 minutes in front of the White House Monday to represent the lives lost during the Florida high school shooting and also the amount of time it takes to buy a gun. The Post says they were joined by several hundred protesters who demanded that lawmakers act to end gun violence during an emotional demonstration on President's Day. And a coalition of labor, faith, and grassroots organizations is renewing efforts to assist immigrants targeted for deportation. We get more on the story from Eric Galatis.
The Colorado Rapid Response Network provides legal assistance, Know Your Rights training, and a 24-hour hotline to mobilize protection and document raids conducted by ICE. Shante Farrington with the group United for a New Economy says this week's relaunch is an effort to draw attention to the situation facing community members without documentation.
It's a fearful time because no one knows what's next. It's a fearful time because our immigrant communities are having to decide whether or not they want to stay with their families or is sanctuary an option. Going outside every day is a risk that the immigrant population is taking.
Farrington says with congressional efforts to pass a national DREAM Act stalled, fear of mass deportation is on the rise and misinformation is spreading. She says the hotline is one way for people to get reliable information and tap a growing number of community organizations and volunteers for support.
President's Day was picked for the relaunch because since President Trump took office, immigrants' rights groups have seen what they call an attack on communities' civil liberties. The toll-free hotline number is 844-UNITE-41. The Environmental Protection Agency will host a listening session surrounding the repeal of the Clean Power Plant this week in Kansas City. Tramell Gomes has more.
The plan created under the Obama administration requires states to reduce the amount of greenhouse gases they create from power plants. Supporters and opponents of the proposed repeal will have their chance to testify at the 10-hour session in the U.S. Department of Agriculture complex. Environmental concerns are a driving force for opponents of the repeal. Jennifer Lowry is Chief of Toxicology and Environmental Health at Children's Mercy Hospital. She says a repeal could negatively impact future generations.
Our children and those who are more uniquely vulnerable to changes in the environment are really going to bear the burden of the dirty air now and the unfortunate, health effects that occur with climate change.
The plan was finalized in 2015 and would continue to move away from coal-generated power and toward renewable sources such as wind and solar power if kept.
That listening session in Kansas City takes place Wednesday and will run from 10 in the morning until 8 at night. And finally, Andrea Sears reports on a new study. It found concentrations of prescription drugs in the water throughout a 155-mile stretch of the Hudson River.
Researchers tested water samples for 16 different pharmaceutical compounds, including antibiotics, cholesterol medication, and acetaminophen. According to Andrew Jewell with Columbia University's Lamont-Doherty Earth Observatory, on average, about half the compounds were found at each site, and several locations showed at least trace amounts of all 16.
In the places where we saw the very highest concentrations, there could be some chronic health effects on aquatic organisms. There's no evidence that the levels of pharmaceuticals that we see pose a direct threat to human health.
The highest concentrations were close to locations where sewage entered the river. Sewage treatment plants are not required to remove pharmaceuticals from the water they treat.
Approximately 100,000 New Yorkers depend on the Hudson River for drinking water. The EPA has not set standards yet for the presence of pharmaceuticals in drinking water. I'm Mike Clifford for Public News Service. Member and listener supported and online at publicnewsservice.org.